I'm C.J. Miller talking with Indiana Governor Mike Braun here on Hoosier Ag Today. And I want to ask about the state budget and how it relates to Indiana farmers and rural Hoosiers. I know that when just days after taking office, you had asked all of your state agencies to accept on average about a 5% sure. cut across the board. The Indiana State Department of Ag, their general fund, when the state budget was released here late last week by the Indiana General Assembly, general fund cut by 5%, but the Indiana Grain Buyers and Warehousing Licensing Agency, their budget was cut by half. And so when you factor in all of this, ISDA may see a total of 13 to 14% cut on average. I know that you've been a proponent of leaner, meaner, more streamlined government, but does this help having ISDA take such a haircut like this?
So when it comes to the 5%, that was to prepare for what we got a week before without even knowing it. So that forecast that showed things being off $2.4 billion over the next biennium, we were lucky we were already in motion to do it. So we were prepared for it simply to make our government run more efficiently, and not to mention property taxes, which was SB1, and farmers got a break there by raising the capitalization rate. But when it comes to for the grain buyers issue, that is going to be something that had a reason beyond just a 5% trim, which you went across. And then I'd have to go into the committee folks that did that. And that doesn't mean that that doesn't get restored. But in some cases, when you've got a, and this is a budget that you're now accommodating to meet a forecast. If the things get fixed on the federal level, which I think they will, that address unfair trading relationships, are the feds quit spending more than they take in, driving up interest rates, creating inflation, a lot of that could flex back the other way. So you could get back maybe closer to where you were. Indiana's lucky that we live within our means. We have a rainy day fund. We have the mentality of not growing government faster than the economy grows. Therefore, everybody that's a part of our economy, including the farm economy, will be okay. It's my job to try to get us through this and then find greener pastures, so to speak. And I'm confident we will.
I also want to talk about Senate Bill 1, the property tax relief bill. I know that Hoosier homeowners are going to see, on average, about a $1.4 billion in relief over the next few years. Now, Indiana farmland owners, by comparison, about one-tenth of that on average, about $140 million in relief. Still a good amount, but one-tenth of what Hoosier homeowners are seeing. And a lot of Indiana farmland owners also are Hoosier homeowners. But what message do you have for those Indiana farmland owners who maybe were expecting a little bit more in terms of property tax relief?
So it was a homeowner that was complaining the most. And of course, every farmer is the owner of a homestead, but it is also a business that gets most impacted because of how high the asset level is per acre you need to have a farm. They're the biggest landowners in the state, and it seems like ag ground just keeps going up in value. Therefore, the assessed values follow that. That's a tough occupation, and I know it because I've been part of it ever since we moved back to my home county. Can't fix everything in 1 year, but we do need to make sure that property taxes don't overwhelm a family homestead or a family farm. And that's where we have to ask our local governments and our public school systems, that everybody wants to be good, to make sure they respect their own taxpayer. That was the balance that we had to create. And again, I'm familiar with it. We'll find that right rhythm to where we keep our local governments healthy, our school districts healthy, and we don't overtax our citizens, our key components of our economy, and farmers would definitely be that.
Governor Braun, you served when you were a U.S. Senator on the Senate Ag Committee, so certainly you know, and you've talked to not just Indiana farmers, but farmers all across the United States and ag business owners. As Indiana farmers get set to put another crop in the ground here this spring, we see commodity prices They've taken a tumble. Input prices continue to rise. What message do you have for Indiana farmers, as many of them may be struggling to break even here in 2025? What message do you have as they prepare for another planting season here across the state?
Well, I think on the part that might concern them, tariffs, I think that'll work out. I think the administration will be sensitive to how important that job is. Commodity prices aren't what they were 2, 3, and 4 years ago, so they're kind of dealing with a double whammy. Everyone knows that our food security and the business that farmers are in, it's a tough business. It's got a lot of ups and downs, not to mention its main business partner is the weather. So I think that take confidence in that, because we went through this not too many years ago, and we'll get through it. And over time, we want to make sure that it takes less and less of that by maybe lightening the burden in some of the other areas we talked about.
Governor Braun, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.